Well, let's look at emotion. This steel ball can be held up by the electromagnet. Now I'm going to open the switch, and you watch the motion of the ball. The ball is accelerated straight down by gravity along a line parallel to this vertical reference line. As you can see, the electromagnet is mounted on a cart that can move. And I'm going to do exactly the same experiment that Dr. Hume did, but this time, while the cart is moving at a constant velocity, the cart is pulled along by a string which is wound around this phonograph turntable, and that pulls it with a constant velocity. When the cart passes this line, the ball is released, as you can see. I'm going to start the cart down at the end of the table, so that by the time it gets to this point, I can be sure it's moving with a constant velocity. Now, I want you to watch right here so that you will see the ball falling. I think you can see that the ball landed in exactly the same position that it did before, when Dr. Hume did the experiment with the cart fixed. But this time, the ball could not have fallen straight down. Let me show you why. The ball was released. At that point, if it had fallen straight down, because the cart moves on in the time it takes to fall, it would have landed back here somewhere. But it didn't. Well, so that you can see what it looks like, I'm going to fix this slow motion camera so that it moves with the cart. Like this. I'm going to do the experiment again. And incidentally, I'll start it, and then I'm going to stand here so that when the ball falls, you will have something which is fixed as a reference point. In the moving frame of reference, I think you could see that the path of the ball is a vertical straight line. It looks exactly the same as it did before when Dr. Hume did the experiment with the cart fixed.